very people small problem. Live by the standard of your faith, which you like then, for Christ Jesus Christ. Make known to all the world around. That's our mission. That's our purpose. To bring salvation to the world's world. That's our job. And around the areas. Click for the first Peter 2, verse 17. Bill planned on. Have a little long service recording, so we just got the report. Bring a in all the verse 17 is a very short verse. It says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. There would be a lot to talk about in this verse about honoring all men. There would be a lot to talk about that we could have honor the king, and also fear God would be a whole sermon in itself. But I want to talk about love and brotherhood. Simple word. Trick word. Love brotherhood. Do you love it? That's the question. For the brothers in your life, the ones that you know, are they worth loving? Can you love them? It's very important. Peter isn't, he doesn't make a big treatise out of this. He just says, love the brotherhood. You love the brotherhood. I'd love to preach this morning on the character of a brotherhood or a character of brotherhood, or you want to say it. But the character of brotherhood, what makes it stand out? In John, it says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if what? If you have what?
Love for one another.
Love for one another. All men know. What a testimony. All men. People up and down the streets of Wilkesboro and Morris, they will know. If you have love one for another. That is a witness in itself. You know, we talk about, I have a little bit of interest in Christian apologetics, like being able to have a good defense for the gospel. And so it makes sense. That's okay. But here is a guaranteed way in which we can have all men know in the community around us. If the Pine Creek congregation has love one for another, what makes this congregation stand out? That's character. Your character is in many ways. The startling reality came to me is that loving the brotherhood is the test of your knowing how you stand before God. That's a big deal. You can know how you're standing before God if you do truly have love for the one sitting beside you in the pew, or the one three bending the head. Whatever you get into, a school board meeting, or a trustee meeting, or whatever. Love the brotherhood. John gets very grumpy about that. We know we have passed from death unto life because we what? We love the brother. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Who's remember this brother is a murderer? Do we like that strong language? I'm not sure I do. I like some gray hair, but John didn't leave a lot of gray hairs. He said, you're a murderer if you don't love your brother. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. The principle of a laid down life for the brethren. That's what every one of us need. We need to exemplify that. We need to make an example of that. We need to do this. We need to lay down our lives for our brother. What does that mean? What does laying down your life for your brother mean? Well, it can mean a lot of things. Practically, it can be it can mean the school board meeting. There, you know, I've been on the school board a lot of my life. And I know there's dust-ups in the school board meeting. At least there isn't a lot. There's, you know, he says this. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. And I say something, and the other brother says something exactly opposite. Lay it down. Lay down your life. We ought to lay down our lives for our brother. Church that is anemic spiritually has very likely acquired the stranglehold of not loving your brother. Remember, a life laid down is an imperative for the character of brotherhood to grow and thrive. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I'm aware that probably this church is on honeymoon right now, yeah, with all the new members. We certainly don't want to offend anybody. But when it comes down to the daily, grind and flow, ebb and flow of church life, remember that loving your brother is a test of knowing your standing. You're standing before God. We cannot say, I love God, and not love your brother. That's the first characteristic of a church that loves. Character of brotherhood. That's character of brotherhood. I wasn't sure about the label, the second one here. But let's go to verse 17, or verse 11.
Should have read these chapters, but it wouldn't take the time.
And Peter says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. A church, and second characteristic, I'll just say it this way. The second characteristic of a church brotherhood that has the desire to be scriptural and godly is that they can be beseeched. We choose a life beyond the standard. Beyond the standard. We can be beseeched. I beseech you. How much of Christian life is beyond the church standard? How much? There's quite a bit, isn't there? Do we have a church standard on jealousy? Do we? No, we don't. We don't have a church standard on jealousy, but jealousy can condemn one to hell. And a whole bunch of other things. I beseech you, don't be jealous. Standards against Jesus condemned people that were rich. We don't have standards against that anymore. We need to be beseeched by the Spirit of God that we're not legalistic. Just come up to the church standard and then think we're okay. Because there's a lot of the Christian life that is beyond the church standard. The Bible talks. We need to live a life of choosing to refrain from fleshly lust. That's a characteristic of the Christian. I beseech, I call you here. I invite you to consider this matter. Like one of the testimonies this morning was that the heart of stone is gone and the soft heart is in place. The heart of flesh, it says in Ezekiel 36, 26, in 2 Corinthians 3, that one needs to be very, very much part of our life. We need to have a demonstration of this for the community. I beseech you, as strangers, pilgrims. You are, dear ones this morning, put your name in there, Curtis Martin. Candy one. You are an official representative of the Pine Creek Mennonite Church. You go to the world, and people say Curtis Martin doing something. They say, oh, Pine Creek. Pine Creek. You are an official representative of your brotherhood. What are you saying? What are you saying? There is no way a standard can catch everything. Legalism is focusing on the law rather than on love. Why we see, and someone that loves the Lord is a changing BC. It's not to belittle standards.
think they're important.
But it's much more important that we live by the spirit of the law, not by word. What you do says something about how much you love growth. How you act, how you behave, how you move.
Here's the question. Do you want to be in a church that has laws? Everyone conforms to the laws and has no ability to be deceived in everything that's beyond the law. Jealousy, riches, anger, many, many things. There is no church to live for. By being a church, being in a church like this, we invite the world to something better and something more noble. They understand law. They understand if they go 50 in a 35 mile an hour zone, they're going to get caught. They understand law. But when they see people that are willing to walk after principles of the word, that is on law and following the Holy Spirit's direction, we have something to offer the world. Noble, a noble cause.
I need to jump ahead here. I guess I'm just closing to my point that I had. Membership in this church is voluntary. The gospel is for whosoever will. Whosoever comes to the end of themselves and whosoever understands that they need to repent. The gospel is for them, whosoever will. We are not coerced into following Jesus. Therefore, church membership is voluntary. The Anabaptists were adamant that the geopolitical religious society would not tell them where to be a church member. They would find their spiritual life in biblical brothers who were disciples of Jesus. And it was a cardinal principle of Anabaptism, and praise God for that. I think that it was one of the cardinal principles that drove the Anabaptist movement, which is what it made of what it is today. This voluntary church membership principle for whosoever. Brotherhood at least had this crucial aspect. Whosoever will. The community loving brotherhood where people are ravished by Satan. The surrounding community is ravished by Satan. And they find refuge in a group like this. And invites the world to God. And sets the pope being killed. Voluntary church member, prominent principle, wherever we go. Stress obedience apart from the spirit of brotherhood, the Holy Spirit, brotherhood, and you will develop legalism. I want to underscore one of my other points that we're doing in this morning is discipline short of life. That's a characteristic of Anabaptist Mennonite living, and it's very, very difficult. And I want to let you under the impression I'm not for church standards, no more. But we must these natures, these characteristics that go beyond church standards to live godly and right in this present evil world. What might the world become? And what part really deserves a path into the brotherhood? For all we have a situation at home where a lady has come to our church, coming to our church and is requesting church membership. And she's separated from her husband. It's a tangled up, dysfunctional mess. And, in the flesh, I could say, there's some more things. But when I realized that God wants me to give pathway to that lady into the church fellowship, into the brotherhood, then we start to thank God. It's so important that everyone you know that everyone deserves me. I have. Like it says in Revelation, John the Revelator said, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. That's the church. And him that heareth say, come. And let him that hath the thirst whosoever let him take the water. That is the church. That is the church. And it's made up of people who are false nurses and smart things. And there are beasts of all of them that's made up of those bad people. We're not special. What it is the church is calling the world's name. Thank you.